Hi everyone, you are listening to AstroVed Astrology Podcast. 2021 Capricorn Moon Sign Yearly Horoscope. Capricorn General. This is likely to be a good year for Capricorn natives, that is those from Makara Rasi, since your moon sign Lord Saturn is placed in your own sign. This can have an extraordinary impact on all aspects of your life. You can also attain great results if you work hard. Whatever obstacles you faced in your career so far may start to clear up slowly. Those who are self-employed and into the business can expect gains financially. You may have some fluctuations but can expect some benefits at the end of the year. Rahu favors the success of students, but it can haze their mind by casting some illusion. If the student is determined to succeed and works hard, then he or she can get over the illusion of Rahu. Family support will be there, although there may be some family feud as the year commences. This year can be better for married people than those who are unmarried. There may be peace and harmony in your married life, except for a couple of months during the spring season, when you may get into some controversy that can affect your life partner. Even your relationship with your children looks good this year. There should be no major illness for you, and if you have been suffering from any disease, you're more likely to come out of it. Try to meditate a lot more to get rid of any mental stress, since you are prone to additional stress this year. Capricorn, career and business. Your career aspects looks very good as Saturn, your sign lord, will be placed in your own sign this year. Also, Jupiter will remain posited with Saturn in your own sign. This creates Dharma Karma Adipatya Yoga for you, and it will be favorable to you if you work hard. These two planets can take you to the heights of your career, provided you put in strong efforts. They can give you good outcome between April and September. You may also go on some work-related journeys and get profits. But be alert and abide by the rules and regulations of the country where you are traveling. Otherwise, you may get into some trouble with the local authorities there. This year favors business people and foreign traders, and you can grow a lot this year in your business. Divine technique for success in career, Guru Fire Lab. Capricorn, love and relationships. The love life and relationships of Capricorn Moon sign native can see some struggles this year, as Mars at the beginning of the year will be placed in your fourth house, as a result of which your mother's health condition may have a setback. So look after her health to avoid any complications. There might be some arguments at home. Some of you may also be able to buy a property or a car this year. Your family could be happy with you regarding the purchase. When Jupiter enters Aquarius in April, you may have a better time at home, since Jupiter in the second house can give excellent results. Prosperity and peace may prevail at home in your relationship with everyone. Some good news like childbirth or wedding can lead to distribution of sweets at home. But Rahu in the fifth house can create some problems for those in love and not married. So be careful and refrain from cheating your partner. In the case of a wedding, it can happen in September. Venus will be your moon sign for some time this year, and this should improve love and romance for you. Divine technique for marital harmony, Shiva Shakti Fire Lab. Capricorn Finance. Financial life for you looks somewhat steady this year with gains, but there may be some major expenses. So try to control your expenses, take care of your funds, and invest wisely. You may be spending for some auspicious events due to the beneficial placement of planets. This is more likely to be in the months of January, May, and August. But these expenditures can cause some financial strain on you. Your finances will grow and improve gradually this year, since Rahu in the fifth house can attract wealth through creative sources as well. Between April and September and November and December, due to Jupiter being in the second house, you may gain wealth which can put an end to your financial struggle. Divine technique for financial prosperity, Kubera Fire Lab. Capricorn student and education. This is a good year for students because Rahu is in the fifth house, which can give you good results, and you may finish your studies with success. However, Rahu is the significator of distractions and illusions. So you must learn to focus and study hard. Otherwise, you may end up in wasting time in futile activities and get disappointed in your exam results. If you meditate, it can improve your concentration. January, February, May, August, and December are going to be crucial for you. You can get admission in foreign universities as Rahu and Jupiter's placements both favor this aspect this year. Be clear about what subject you want to study and specialize it for higher education. Rahu can create doubts and confusion in your mind and make you choose something unconventional. So analyze the possibilities and make a firm decision. Divine technique for academic success, Hayagriva Fire Lab. Capricorn Health. This year, because of your moon sign, Lord Saturn is placed in your own zodiac sign. You can see many positive effects in your aspect of life, especially in health. Even if you previously suffered some health problems or chronic illness, you may get some relief this year and even find a cure for it. Your mental state will also be positive and you may feel healthy. There may, however, be some very minor health issues at the start of the year, but apart from this, the rest of the year can be smooth sailing. Nevertheless, prevention is better than cure. So try to eat healthy, meditate, and have some exercise and good sleep. Divine technique for sound health, Dhanvantari Fire Lab. Simple remedies and practices. Wear blue sapphire gemstone after consulting an astrologer or a gemologist. Wear blue clothes on Saturday and white clothes on Fridays and distribute sweets for poor people. Visit Lord Hanuman Temple on Tuesdays and Saturdays and chant Hanuman Chalisa. Feed priests and sages and take their blessings on Thursdays. Avoid cheating or humiliating anyone at home or in public. Favorable months, January, April, May, June, July, August, September, November, December. Unfavorable months, February, March, October. During these not so favorable months, you may also pray to your favorite deity and perform the recommended ritual. Thanks everybody for listening to this episode of AstroVed Astrology Podcast.